Instant communication through time. Wouldn't that be great? But I'm afraid I've got to give it a bonk. Number 99, allergic reaction to new clothes. Oh, I've got a tough time with that one. I mean, that kind of thing is always going on. I don't think there was any mass occurrence of it, so I'm going to bonk it. Racial wars and disturbances in Canada and America. Yes, ding. We talked to that caller yesterday. 101, Russia invades the U.S. Bonk. 102, California breaks off, goes several miles out to sea. Bonk. 103, planet doomed. Many die from grays. Bonk. 104, airlines are safe. Did we have a safe year? Did we have a safe year with airlines? I'm not sure. I'll give that a tentative ding. Here in the U.S., I think... Well, I heard it. Was that a yes or a no? Well, I'll have to wait. U.S. ceases to exist was 105. That was a no. Okay, that's a bonk then. U.S. ceases to exist, thankfully. That's a bonk. 106 was tornadoes. Now, we did have a very unusual number of tornadoes in the Midwest. Looks like we've got them still going on this time of the year. Ding, ding, ding. 107, we find bin Laden. Bonk. 108, Ukraine joins NATO. I think that's a bonk. And 109, coast to coast from space. There were some discussions of that sort of thing, but it's a definite bonk. At no time during the year did coast to coast emanate from space, spacey as it may have been. Now, going back to our list for this year, which we will continue in just a moment, we have already exceeded the number of predictions made last year. Last year, grand totaling, and it was the biggest year, by the way, grand totaling, 109. We are presently about to take, in a moment, number 113. Already at a record number of predictions, here we go. Number 113 on the first time caller line. Good morning. Hello, hello, hello. Oh, see how unlucky 13 can be for some people. Are you there? Going once? Going twice? Go on. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hi. Uh-oh. Something is up here. Now, this is of interest. I'm putting people on the air, but they're not getting on the air. I see. Let's try it again. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, can you hear me, Art?
Now I can.
Oh. Don't know what happened there. I wasn't nervous when I originally... Oh, I'm Tom from New Jersey.
Okay, Tom.
I wasn't nervous when I originally thought to call you, but... all
But
this
now
talk
you're
about,
a wreck, right?
Yeah, but all this talk about Mexico and the border...
Yeah, oh.
Got me a little wired. My prediction is that in 2006... there's going to be this massive ethnic violence in Mexico.
Wow.
And it's going to have to do with, there's going to be this movement among a lot of the mestizos and the Mexican Indians.
Yes.
To basically go back to their roots, their indigenous roots, and they're going to reject the government, and they're going to try to rebuild, like, their ancient civilizations. And so there's going to be a war between them and the government, and I see this in my dreams. It's like these dreams where I see, like 1950s style cowboy Indian movies. It's black and white, except
well,
the Indians.
Well, you know, this is an absolute trend we're getting tonight with regard to Mexico. There's no question about it. I mean, do you see big trouble at the border, for example?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The last dream I had was, it was really horrifying. It was like hundreds of people up against the fence, and they're just screaming, and they're trying to get across. I'm assuming it's the border. And there's American soldiers on the other side. They don't know what they're doing. They're just standing around, like they're following orders not to let anyone in. And everybody's trying to get out. And, I mean, the dreams I have are just horrible. They're black and white Indians running around killing everybody in a Mexican setting. But it's in black and white.
Oh, that's horrible. That's horrible, imagining that. I can't even imagine what American soldiers, if we ever had to resort to that, would do in that kind of a situation. My God, that's awful.
Well, that would be the end of the illegal immigration debate.
Yeah, well, it would be the end of a lot of things. I hope you're wrong. It's number 113.
Thanks.
All right. Massive ethnic violence in Mexico, and I certainly hope that does not come true. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hello, Art. This is Jeff listening on KTRS in St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, Jeff.
Pleasure to speak with you.
And you.
I do have a prediction, but can I make a quick television recommendation?
You may.
Are you familiar with Sequest?
I have heard of it. I have not seen it.
It's with Roy Scheider, and it came out on DVD this week.
Okay.
All right, and my prediction is there will, forgive me, I had I know this is going to sound silly, but I've seen this in my dreams last couple weeks. Zombie plague.
A what?
Zombie plague, like in the movies.
A zombie plague?
Yeah.
All right. I have not had, in all the years that I've done this show, a prediction like that.
Never?
No, never. A zombie plague. I mean, they're just going to, like, start showing up all over the place.
I think it has something to do with a downed satellite or something that will occur this year.
Well, would this be the dead arisen?
Yes, like in the new...
Like in The Walking Dead.
Yeah, not the slow-moving ones, but the fast ones, like in the new movie.
I thought that the slow movers were bad. I mean, they fell apart easily, but, God, they weren't. It was scary.
Yeah, well, that's what I've been seeing the last couple weeks.
And you think they'll be quick movers?
Yeah, like in the new one.
Like with a real sprint in their step.
Yeah, running, running, hitting, all that.
Oh, God. 114.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you. West, I guess. West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hi, Art.
Hello.
I have another border thing. Going to happen is the president and guys, they don't want to put up a fence or anything like that to protect our borders. But what's going to happen is we're going to have a bunch of people on our side go down there and try to stop the Mexicans from coming over, not with guns, but with bow and arrows at night because of the fact that you can't tell if somebody's getting shot with a bow and arrow or not. There's no noise, no nothing, no flash. And, you know, there's going to be a huge problem with that because there's going to be just a lot of people starting to do it. And once you have a lot of Mexicans come up dead and stuff like that, then our government feels like they're going to have to do something, put more border agents down there and stuff like that.
All right, number 115, border trouble, and that's a definite theme. God, we've had a lot of those. A lot of predictions about trouble in Mexico, South America, trouble at the border. Almost so that you could, at this point, about declare it the leading trend. International line, you're on the air. Where are you calling from?
Yes, hi, Art. This is Matt in Tel Aviv, Israel.
Tel Aviv, okay, welcome.
Yeah, I'm formerly Matt in Moscow. Now I'm in Tel Aviv.
Oh, that's right. I remember when you were in Moscow. Yes, of course.
Happy New Year.
How's Tel Aviv?
Well, you're talking about borders. I'll give you a border. They just discovered yesterday that some of these rockets can reach 20 kilometers coming out of the other side, so they fear that it might even reach Tel Aviv. So, you know, there's one thing about having a border problem, but it's another thing when they're throwing rockets at one another.
It's the truth. It's the reason we just absolutely hated those missiles in Cuba.
Yeah, well, I don't like them either, so unfortunately I haven't seen any of it, although we did have a bombing nearby here earlier this year, so just a block away, but
well,
that's what happens when you live here.
Well, what does your prediction for 2006 consist of?
Well, it has to do with Israel. It's the fact that Ariel Sharon has recently had a minor stroke,
right,
and he's going in for some repair work. But and I've felt for a long time that his health is bad enough. So
well, somebody earlier tonight predicted Netanyahu would take over.
Oh well, he'd love to do that. I mean, this is what he's always wanted to do, and he's always been around, and he's certainly willing to take place if Sharon was to leave.
Anyway, your prediction.
Well, the prediction is that I believe that something will happen to Sharon. I believe that he will not make it through 2006. I just think his health is a lot worse than they're letting us know.
Okay.
It's my feeling about that. And that'll change a lot of things politically. And not that it's not bad enough already, but I think that we'll be seeing a lot of different things coming out of Israel.
All right. How long do you plan to be there?
Another year and a half.
A lot of things strike a person about Israel. When I was in Israel, I was struck by, number one, how young the population is in Israel. I mean,
oh yeah,
it's
that's
just
a wonderful, wonderful
young people. That's the first thing that hits you. And the second thing that hits you is that everybody's armed to the teeth.
Oh, please. You don't go anywhere without seeing the AK-47 and the this and the that. They're all walking around with pistols. I was walking on the beach the other day, and the guy in front of me, he had a swimsuit and his towel, and he had the pistol in his back.
Yeah, there you go. Very typical. Actually, the usual, thank you very much, call all the way from Israel. That's usual in Israel. It is a unsettling experience for a lot of Americans. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Good morning, Ed. How you doing today?
I am well.
My prediction for this 2006?
Yes.
December 18th, Mr. Bin Laden buys a bullet by one of his own people.
Really? His own people?
And he's going to be a martyr.
Somebody looking for a big reward or what?
I think it's them with a dirty bomb in the Middle East.
You think it's done with a dirty bomb?
Well, no, he's going to be a bullet to his head.
Yes.
And then the reaction is going to be that, you know, either we did it or the Israelis did it.
And somebody's going to get hit with a dirty bomb.
Right.
Gotcha. Well, that's sort of two predictions snuck into one, but I will allow it. So anyway, December 18th, that's very specific, and that's always good. Can you imagine if December 18th, Bin Laden actually would be killed? How incredible that prediction would be. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, is Art Bell line?
Yes, it is. Turn your radio off, please.
Hey,
all
how
right.
You doing, Art?
I'm well. And your name?
My name's Michael.
Okay, Michael, what's up?
I'm from Denison, Texas. Well, I got a prediction for you. My prediction is that we're going to get hit by a comet sometime around, I say May because it's around my birthday. We're going to hit by an asteroid or something. Like that.
Why do you think, well, I guess I shouldn't ask that. How has this come to you? Why do you believe it to be true?
Well, I'm a security guard, so I see a lot of debris falling out of the air all the time.
Yes.
Because I work at night.
Yes.
And here lately, I've seen a lot of meteorites and everything falling out of the sky. So something got to be coming at us, you know, if all that little stuff is. Because I've been a sky watcher for a long time, but here lately, it's getting pretty bad, especially around Texas way. I mean, every time you look up, there's a shooting star.
You know, if I was making a new science fiction movie, if I was directing it,
yeah.
You know what I'd do?
What?
I'd have, like, this security guard outside a building late at night, and he'd been having visions of a comet hitting Earth.
Yeah.
And the opening scene would be the security guard, you know, turning the key in his latest checkpoint and then looking up.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
And the security guard would be scattered all the way to Cincinnati.
Well, I'm over at Lake. I'm security guard on the marina, so I see a lot of things in the sky because it's always dark.
You sound just like my guy. All right, buddy, thanks.
Appreciate it.
Take care. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Turn your radio off, please.
Okay. Art, I have a prediction from, this is Robert, from Malden, Massachusetts.
Ah, yes.
WRKO's territory.
Naturally.
And my prediction is the government and lesser governments in this country are going to officially announce that they can't be responsible for individuals. The individual will have to be responsible for his or her own rescue in the event of a large calamity.
Well, you know, if we've learned anything with regard to a lot of the calamities we've had recently, it is that whether the government says it or not, it's damn well true. if something bad happens, baby, you're on your own.
Well, I think when the government says it, a lot of people will look for training and start practicing and making plans.
Well, when the government actually officially says it, should they do that, people are going to complain about the tax money they pay. Don't you think?
Well, complain, but they also ought to start worrying about what they're going to do, not with the money.
Well, that certainly would be more responsible.
Well, that's why the government would do such an action, is to make everyone responsible.
Well, what a revolution that would be, in more ways than one. I appreciate your call, and your prediction is number 119.
Thank you.
All right, you're very welcome. 120 will be east of the Rockies. Hi.
Hi, this is Charlie in Ormond Beach, Florida, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Charlie.
Okay, I have a written prediction and then one that you can just put on a back burner if you like.
No. Only one prediction is allowed.
Okay, the prediction is, I believe, with the respectable scientific community on the brink of making statements about intelligent design in the human model, that with our technology today, we'll have proof, credible proof, that there is scientific proof of a creator. It is something we couldn't understand maybe 2,000 years ago, and I believe it'll all come to pass that this creator has a relationship between the speed of light in one of the higher velocities in the universe. And I have a certainty this is going to happen. And unrelated, I believe this creator has provided us all natural perpetual motion machines.
If there is suddenly proof of a creator, in what way do you think that would change the world and the way people act?
It would instill in the atheists and the agnostics a new conscience.
They would come to God.
They would have a conscience, and they would
have a new outlook on life. Yeah. Well, they certainly would, wouldn't they?
Yes, they would.
They would have to rethink a lot of things immediately, wouldn't they?
Yes. Uh-huh. And I believe the scientific proof is there. We just couldn't understand it 2,000 years ago. And I think that'll be the discovery. And along with that, the discovery that the Creator has provided everything for us here, like the aspirin and the weeping willow tree bark.
Now, your prediction, particularly with respect to perpetual motion, sounds like exactly like somebody who called a little bit earlier. You haven't called twice tonight, have you?
No, I haven't. But we have perpetual motion machines, natural ones, right now.
So you're not the person who called earlier?
No, I'm not.
I see. Well, then you're in total agreement with him, or he with you, because he also mentioned perpetual motion, and one might imagine, I suppose, that the creator or the force that accounts for creation might also allow for perpetual motion. Both are just about equally astounding in their own way, aren't they? All right, we have made our way, believe it or not, to prediction number 121. Kevin Fast Blast Me, my goodness, North Korean cannibalism true, and then he gives a link here. I haven't had time to investigate it yet. All right, fine, I'll give it a tentative ding. That was pretty wild, but, you know, just tentative ding. I'm going to have to check that out. All right, we will continue now making predictions for the year we're now in, actually. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Good morning, Ed. This is Margaret from Massachusetts.
Ah, good morning.
Good morning. I have a prediction that the Blessed Virgin Mary will appear in person at her at Bayside, New York, as she promised in her messages at Bayside to Veronica Lukin. And I think that she's going to appear to bring people to the fact that God exists and she exists, and they just be there in heaven just beyond the Father's star, and she's going to give a lot of hope to people.
Well, I guess I do. I have a question for you. Maybe it'll be hard to answer, but I've often wondered about something like this. Let's say the Virgin Mary did appear in Bayside, New York. And let's say that people even got it recorded on camcorders and took still photographs and, you know, all that sort of thing. Do you think that an awful lot of the population, based on, you know, the current technological world we live in would refuse to believe it.
Well, she promised in her messages that she would appear over the St. Robert Bellarmine Church in Bayside, New York, where it first started.
I understand.
When she first started, yes. And she said that then the world would believe in her messages, which there are over 300 messages, and they all predicted through the years, through 25 years to Veronica Luke, and she told everything that's been going on about the problems with the church, about the problems with the world, and how we're going to be invaded.
So it is said then that it will be believed.
And then they will believe because she's going to appear in person.
All right, I've got it. All right, thank you very much. Well, maybe. Skeptical me, cynical me, thinks people would refuse to believe, even if it was on CNN. But you never know. See, that is really somewhat typical of the kind of predictions we've had. They've been sort of all over the place. Absolutely fascinating this year. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, Art. It's Wayne from Portland. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Just a comment first. A couple of calls back, I thought that guy said that Bin Laden was going to get killed by a dirty blonde, not a dirty bomb.
Hey, buddy, the way our CIA works, I wouldn't rule it out.
Well, anyway, this is a little lighter one. I get a feeling that Blu-ray is going to win this year over HD.
You know what? I want to talk to you about this. Blu-ray wins, and I believe it will be the case as well. I saw some fascinating article the other day. We're talking, by the way, about a new DVD format, folks, in case you didn't know. I saw a story indicating there's some technology about to be developed that would have 100 times the storage capacity on the same disc as Blu-ray. Now, I don't know if that's true, but I did read it. I wish Blu-ray would not only win, but get on our shelves now.
Well, because it's going to be on the PlayStation, you know, they're going to be able to play the Blu-rays on that. I think that's going to make its adoption speed up.
Yeah.
But the problem is with the media. That's why they're having trouble getting media that will write. If the laser can write those super small tracks, is how they get the huge write amounts.
Yes.
But, you know, making the media consistent to play it is really hard. That's why it's taken so long to bring it out.
It's killing me.
Yeah.
It's killing me. I've got a high-definition video camera that I love.
You have a Sony?
A Sony, yes. Uh-huh.
I was thinking about getting one of those. What are they like? Are they nice?
They're everything you could imagine them to be. They produce a picture every bit as good as anything the network does, you know, live for an NFL game. I mean, it's the real McCoy. But, of course, we only have tape to store it on now. I'm dying to transfer it to something like Blu-ray, so I've been doing a lot of reading about it. Go Blu-ray.
Yeah, well, anyway, it's great to talk to you and have a great year.
Thank you very much. Take care. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'd like to make a comment really quick about a prediction. What you were just talking about, though, is very significant to this, what's going on as far as the media wanting you to get certain images.
Well, wait a minute. Do you want to comment on a prediction or do you want to make
a prediction? No, I was going to make a prediction.
Oh, okay.
Well, my prediction was that... I do believe that there will be a race war, but it will not be between white and black people. It'll be between Mexicans and African Americans in our own society, and the media will cover it sort of like they're covering the weather now and everything. It'll be a big issue, even though it'll be in small areas.
That'd be a big issue, all right.
Of America, they will cover it as like a big epidemic, and it will sort of overtake the media fascination for the next year.
If something on a gigantic scale like that occurred, then you might see the UN step in. You never know, but it's hard to imagine that. I mean, that is so not an American value. So not an American value that it's very hard for me to imagine that it could even occur. And I guess I don't believe it. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Art.
Yes.
Yes. This is Steve. You were intuitive from San Diego.
Hey.
Yes, sir. Yellowstone is not going to blow up. The Midwestern Rift is not going to open. But my prediction is that Southern California, in particular, the jet stream is going to swoop down and wreak havoc on Southern California and perhaps your direction with monstrous storms and waves. And we will have rain and storms that we have never seen.
Let me tell you something. I was watching the Weather Channel two nights ago, and they were talking about the current storm ravaging its way across the West. And they said, except for the fact that there were a couple of fortunately placed low-pressure systems, the jet stream would have been on the ground with 100-mile-per-hour plus winds. They actually said we were that close to it happening with regard to the current storm.
I'm looking at this to happen at the end of January and perhaps February and maybe as late as March. But I predict that the storms will be the worst that Southern California and the region have seen in recorded history.
All right, sir. I appreciate the call, number 124. And I'd like to add here that years ago, Ed said to a very unbelieving American public that one of his predictions would be the jet stream actually touching ground, coming down and touching ground. I'm sure many of you remember that. International Line, you're on the air, and where, pray tell, are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is Dan from Vancouver.
Yes, Dan.
How are you doing?
Fine.
It's an honor to speak with you.
Thank you.
Anyways, I have a prediction this year.
Yes?
I've been, over the last few months, I've been having this dream about once a week where I'm on a road with a chainsaw, I know it sounds weird, and I'm cutting down the trees to block the road.
Huh.
And I think about the dream, and then it sort of clicks with the bird flu and things like that, and it's almost like I'm going somewhere.
Is your prediction concerning the bird flu, for example, specifically?
Well,
or
it's something bad's happening with everybody, and I'm blocking this road so nobody else can
get
through.
To keep people out, yeah.
And I've been waking up with I've been having the same dream. I'm on this dirt road with my chainsaw. I don't know who I'm with. I'm with some people. But I'm dropping trees so they can't come, so we're safe.
Boy, that is freaky.
And I'm having the same, like I've had it at least 20 times. There's a dream.
I think that is significant, and
I recognize the area, but I can't tell you where it is. You know,
and it goes
I mean?
Along with what we've been hearing tonight. I that's chilling. I think that's chilling. A repetitive dream, 20 times or more. A man with a chainsaw cutting down trees to prevent the public from getting to him. Perhaps blocking a town or an area in Canada because of something as serious as the bird flu. That's a definite trend tonight. First time caller line, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Calling from Washington State?
Yes, sir.
First time caller.
And your first name?
Rich.
Okay, Rich, what is it you imagine befalling us in 06?
Probably the most catastrophic set of events that America will have ever witnessed in this nation within the national boundaries. I know World War II was tragic, but inside our nation's boundaries, I would say it will be the most catastrophic year in every way imaginable. And I listened with interest tonight as a number of, I wasn't going to call, and a number of callers were describing similar events with Mexico and...
Really?
Yeah, well, you even commented yourself, there seemed to be a similarity of different...
Yes, I'm seeing a pattern, yes,
yeah,
with respect
pattern.
To that, and perhaps something like the bird flu, something really catastrophic, to use your word.
Mm-hmm. Well, what caught my interest was... there was a prophet, a man who was a pastor in Romania, and I'll cut it real short, but he came to America with a message, and this was after he had been persecuted severely and nearly lost his life in Romania under communist persecution, but essentially all he did was pass out Bibles, but they beat him to within a breath of his life, and God gave him a vision of the devastation of America, and his words were simply this: it will begin with a communist-inspired event in the middle of America. And as I listened to that, I thought, bingo, this Mexican conflict is going to erupt into something beyond, it'll be a conflagration. But he said it would be communist-inspired.
Well, this is, thank you very much. It's, I've now heard this enough, this problem with Mexico and South America and the border, to believe that there's probably something up with this. I mean, when you consider the number of predictions that we've taken, 126, and for this number to be concerned about Mexico, South America, the border, catastrophic things, I don't know. It's a trend. Wildcard line, you're on the air.
Is that me?
That's you.
Oh, my gosh. I feel blessed to be in, and I have everything from outer space to cows. Which would you prefer?
From outer space to cows. Well, first of all, you can only make one prediction. That's one of the rules.
And there's no way that I can possibly tie these in. So let
me of course there is. I mean, if a ship doesn't actually come all the way down, but beam some cows up, that would all fit.
This is good. This could be, or I could segue into something to do with a
come on now. We need an honest to goodness, thought out prediction.
Okay, here is what it is. We're going to be hearing that BSE is in our milk supply, or suspected to be. That would be what is it? Bovine spongiform encephalopathy.
Mad cow.
Yeah, he said that. I can't believe
it. Mad cow.
Happy New Year. Yes, right. And the reason I suspect this is because I have too much time on my hands, and I call these 800 numbers on my milk carton, and I say, okay, it's organic, and these cows never met a pesticide, and blah, 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 but where do they roam? Where do they, what is they, you know, where's their pasture? You know,
let me tell you what I worry about, all right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Here's what I worry about. I worry that a lot of Alzheimer's, which is a very difficult thing to diagnose, especially early, and maybe I'm getting a little conspiratorial here, but I'm not altogether sure that BSE might not already be here, misdiagnosed as Alzheimer's.
Don, yes, crossed my mind many, many a time. And, you know, there's some joke in here, I suppose I'll let you find it, of, you know, till the cows come home. But when I call the 800 numbers and say, where do these cows pasture, they won't tell me. They say it's proprietary information.
Proprietary? Really?
Yeah. And so, and then
can't tell you where our cows are.
Yeah, you know, and until the cows come home. Well, I want to know, you know, where they come from.
Well,
come home to give me the milk.
So you've called, what, large dairies or what?
Well, I called, like, the 800 numbers on, I won't say it on the air, but a couple of huge, you know, bulk warehouse wholesale guys.
That's
you know.
Cool.
And you know who they are, and they know who they are, and they say they're protecting the vendor. Now, go for that one.
Well, there are all kinds of legal things, so maybe that's it, or maybe the cows really are proprietary. Well, BSE and milk, that's pretty bad, all right. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Yes, Art.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you on my great-granddaughter. She's 11, and she said she keeps dreaming about a huge wave. It's like a cloud. So I suppose it would be like a tsunami. But that's all she says. And then, you know, she just has these bad dreams over and over again.
Nothing specific about where or when?
No. She said she just sees this huge black cloud.
Well,
but
now,
it's
all right,
water.
Listen, I'm taking predictions for 06.
Okay. Well,
so,
I would, since she just started having them, I would think it probably would help to happen soon. So I don't know.
So you think a tsunami of some sort?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I've got it, and there are many things that could cause that. Thank you very much. That is, believe it or not, prediction 128, west of the Rockies. You're on the air.
This is Brian in Tucson, Arizona, listening to the 790K NST.
Yes, sir.
And my prediction is, that before the end of January, impeachment proceedings will begin against President Bush.
Are you a fan of the president's?
I'm indifferent.
You're indifferent?
I'm indifferent.
Very careful answer.
I'm an independent.
You're independent?
Yes.
Huh. You don't dislike the president?
Oh, I think he's a good person.
You do?
Yes. But I think the Democrats want revenge for Clinton.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, that told me everything I wanted to know. Thank you. It's not being recorded. That amounts to a wish. That amounts to a simple political judgment and nothing that came to you as a psychic revelation, which is what we're looking for. First time caller, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, Art?
Quite well, sir.
Okay. Mine starts as a C. I'm not exactly sure. Sometime in the spring, a comet is going to hit Earth. Not a large one.
Okay,
but
that's
what
good.
What comes out of it is a gigantic cloud of gas spreads around. And I heard somebody call in earlier with a zombie thing.
Yes.
And it what it does to humans is about as close to what you're going to get as a zombie. But they're not walking around like, you know, all retarded. They're more like rabid dogs. So imagine like your neighbor, just rabid. So they're not slower. They just do anything to get to you.
The zombie prediction, sir, was the favorite for me of the night. It was the best of the night. And fast zombies too.
Yeah, and they're more like rabid zombies. So I wish they were the slow ones. But
listen,
remember,
buddy. Listen.
Remember, people remember, no bullets, manual weapons. They don't run out of ammo.
All right. Thank you for the call. Have a good night. And you will be at number 129. It has been such a pleasure to have done now the two nights of predictions for this year that we're now in with you. And, of course, we will now safely seal these in the Bell family vaults.